And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
I feel like we're watching German TV.
By the way, if you don't know, if you're new to the podcast, if this episode 504 is your first one, we started doing a thing where randomly we have these bizarre, generated automatically things. We don't even know what the podcast theme is going to be like every week.
The opening one, yeah.
Yeah, the opening. The closing is always the same.
Is that Darius?
That's Darius.
That's Darius Rucker. Yeah, he was That's laughing great. At something we did, and I was like, what can we be use for the gold this week? One of the best laughs.
Is that not edited?
No.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
Wow, there's nothing we said that was that funny. Just not. Oh, he's the best. Still my favorite story of Darius is that guy calling with the apartment advertisement.
Oh, yeah, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, this guy calls us. He was in Knoxville, I believe, and he goes, hey, I'm sending you guys, I'm texting you a picture. I'm at a apartment complex. It's like a vinyl, like a advertising,
like those banners they put outside of the apartments, like, you know, leasing now, kind of thing.
And it was this husband, a parent, would you think, with some kids, you know,
the just, all-American family.
Oh yeah, kind of. He goes, man, I swear that this the husband in this is Darius Rucker, and we're like, I don't
send us a picture.
Sure enough, it was Darius Rucker.
It was Darius's Christmas card. And someone had found it online and said, well, this looks like the perfect American family. And then, like, so you can't do that. So Darius is like, oh, yeah, thank you guys for sharing this with me. And he had it taken down.
Taken down. I don't know. I just can't imagine ever, unless it just went on and, I don't know, even if you just Googled
perfect family, American family.
Yeah, why? I don't,
family photo, something like that. Yeah.
I mean, Darius one isn't going to pop up.
Maybe it did that. However they did, maybe they went two pages in. Who knows? Remember the lady who duped me? I didn't know Darius's wife. And we were doing a show with Darius one time. And she was on the very front row, like where Carson likes to sit.
Yeah.
First seat, front row, right in the middle. And we were doing something, and she goes, Darius is my wife, and my husband, and Darius. And I went, you're his wife? Yes, I'm his wife. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I didn't know that. Nice to meet you. Yeah, very good. My husband, Darius. And I'm like, okay, so is it, you say Darius, not Darius? She goes, it's Darius.
Oh.
So I'm like, all right, well, I get the word from Darius's wife that it's whatever, so we come out and we're like, everybody, Darius Rucker.
Oh, no.
And then later, we end up doing a thing with Darius again. And I said, dude, I am so sorry. He's like, for what? I said, I thought this lady was your wife. And she told me to say your name as Darius. And it's Darius, right? He goes, yeah, it's Darius. And he was like, that wasn't my wife. I'm like, she wasn't at that show? He's like, no. He's like probably a super fan.
Also, yeah, like no wife sits in the front row.
You're right.
They're going to be off to the side
exactly.
of the stage. I know, but I was...
Or they'll have a suite or something.
Well,
but
who says that somebody is their husband when they're not?
Would you like me to show you the oodles of people online that are in parasocial relationships with celebrities they've never met?
That's a thing?
Oh, my God. What? Yes. Yes, absolutely.
What?
Oh, people are... Sir, people
Wait, they
are
believe
nuts.
They're in a relationship
yes!
with a celebrity.
Do you know how many celebrities have had to go to court because of stalkers who think that they're in? I think Taylor Swift's had one.
We just did a story recently about Brad Pitt and this person that lost tens of thousands of dollars because they thought they were dating Brad Pitt.
Yeah, but that's like few and far between, I thought. I didn't realize it was like people
it's
really
much
believe.
More prevalent. Yeah, social media has only made it worse.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, there was a girl that I went on a date on with on the apps, from the apps, and she asked me, she said, is there anyone out there that thinks she is dating you right now? And I was like, no.
Oh.
I mean, that's a weird question. But I guess, though, yeah. Now with knowing this, that there's somebody somewhere who thinks they're seeing you.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's an interesting way to put it, though. The way she said it
like,
to you.
Are
That's
you dating someone? You
that,
say,
yeah,
no.
yeah, yeah. She put it in. No, but there are people who just have full blown relationships in their head with people they've never met.
The apps, dude. D, stay married. Stay married. It's such a mess.
Yeah, she wouldn't let me get rid of her anyway. Yeah, go on. What are you going to do? Huh? Then what are you going to do?
Wow. It's like, you remember Batman, the Tim Burton Batman? They had the little bag at the end of the movie after the Joker died. Spoilers.
Yeah, yeah.
And they found
a little bag
and it just...
Yeah, it's on a repeat, yeah.
It's a little giggle bag.
Yes.
That's an actual giggle box.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
He's the best. You talk about a guy who just... printing money, dude. When you got Hooting the Blowfish stuff, mm-hmm. and then your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, double dipping, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, he does a favor to the guys by letting them go on tour with him at this point, because he doesn't have to go out as Hootie and the Blowfish. Mm-mm. There's no need for him to split the money five ways with the band. Yep. Yeah, sure, they were there when they got famous, but I mean, if they all had a side project. Would they invite Darius to come out and split the money with them?
How many artists have done that switch over that have really been as successful as him?
From a different format Conway Twitty.
No.
Conway Twitty might be the OG of doing that because he was an Elvis guy. He sounded like Elvis. My one and only prayer.
Oh, wow.
I mean, could you put Taylor in that conversation? Because she went from country to pop.
Sure, yeah. You could put Post Malone in it right now.
Yeah.
Is Post bigger than Darius?
Probably.
Yeah. You say yes.
Right now, right now. Time will tell.
I was going to say, I don't think so. I think Darius, just on name, because again, they both draw from different. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jelly Roll. Mm-hmm. Did rap.
That's true.
The country.
Yeah. There's actually a lot more than we know.
Yeah, there's more than
Gill. I mean, he was with Pure Prairie League. Amy,
I'd still call that country though.
It wasn't back then though.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It was. Yeah,
yeah.
I give you that. What was the guy we had in the podcast not too long ago?
Uncle Cracker. Yeah.
I mean,
he did it. Yep.
Kind of a. There has a bunch. More, yeah, you're right. More than we think that have made the crossover.
I can't imagine. Like,
I'm looking it up, and it says it has Miley Cyrus here because she went from like kid pop to normal pop. Yeah. I don't really think that counts.
That does count.
I don't know. You're still kind of in the same. You got a little more mature in your lyrics. I'm not sure that would be the same thing as format jumping. But we've had people who have crossed over, like. Zach Brown had a big hit on rock radio with Chris Cornell.
He also had that EDM song that was actually really good.
Yep. So Eric Church played him at K-Rock. So, yeah, I mean, and that's not to say
Eric Church was on a rock station?
Yeah, that's cool. Damn Rock and Roll.
Well, I mean, Jelly
that he
Roll,
did with
actually.
Lizzie Hale.
If you think about it, Jelly Roll starting with hip-hop, and he's had rock and country hits.
Well, that's what Big D was just talking about. Yeah. So Jelly's actually gone from hip-hop to rock and then to country.
Oh, Hardy.
And then now on
Look at Hardy.
Hardy. Yeah.
Yeah, Hardy killing the rock.
Yeah, but Hardy, what? Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He's a
number
huge
one
rock
singles
star
at rock.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Bigger in rock than country.
Yeah.
Right
wow. Well, good for him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's a guy that Stevens.
Even Stevens?
Cat Stevens?
No. He's a.
Ray Stevens?
He sings with his mouth kind of closed. Oh, what's his name? He and Hardy have a duet that I like on YouTube about Father Son is the name of it.
Sufjan Stevens or whatever his name is.
What is it?
Is it that one that's Sufjan?
That's the guy who did all the state songs, right?
The one with Hardy?
Yeah, he did one with Hardy. I can't.
I don't know. Oh, is it Stephen Wilson Jr.?
That's it. Stephen Wilson Jr.
It's hard to find because Hardy's first name is Stephen.
Oh.
Is oh.
It? Oh, yeah.
That makes
yeah.
it hard for Googling.
Do you see the, is that the, did you pull up the song there? The
Father's Son. Son?
Yeah, it's really good.
I thought his name was Hardy, or not Hardy. I thought it was Michael.
Maybe I'm.
Yeah, it is Michael.
It is Michael.
Mike. Yeah.
His first name is?
I believe, yeah, because his wife always refers to him as Michael. Oh. On Insta.
On the gram?
On the gram, on
you
the
know,
IG.
I mean, she should know. You're supposed to just say Hardy in general. I mean, it's kind of like when you know somebody famous or you know whatever, that you have to call them by their name.
Yeah, but I think if anybody's entitled to call him Michael.
Yeah,
I
she's
think
allowed.
She, yeah, but it's no. a flex.
No, it's I used to be really good friends with a groupie, like a legitimate groupie, and she would always call the guys by, like, oh, I mean, you call him Bobby, I call him Bob, or, oh, this is his stage name, but I call him what is, you know, Paul.
Well, it's like they do that
something.
For Kid Rock. They yeah. call oh, him, yeah.
That was what she'd always be like, yeah, I was talking to Bob, and I'm like, shut up, you were talking to Kid Rock. You know, like, we all know, you're trying to drop in here, okay, fine. We get it, you know.
You're talking.
You know,
to,
Bob.
You talk to another human.
Yeah,
okay,
man.
Wow, we got you.
So impressed.
Wow, wow. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever accidentally call your teacher's mom?
Yes.
No.
Worst day ever.
What happened?
You just like mom, and it's like. Did you ever put your hand up at the dinner table?
Oh,
I did that. What right? Oh, it's mortifying.
I don't think I did either one of those.
Oh my gosh.
You called your teacher mom, Garrett?
I mean. You're in a classroom, the authority figure. Mm-hmm. You just kind of get used to it, and you're, yeah.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, Mom. Yes, it was the worst.
Who's your mama?
Take me back.
Thank you, yes.
Are you
stopped?
Carson, you got a date tonight?
No, I'm going to a show tonight. I'm going to see Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh, right. Okay.
No, mm-hmm. CJ? Mm-hmm.
No, I'm seeing him tomorrow night.
Okay.
You're seeing tomorrow? You have a date tomorrow night?
Yes, we do.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No info.
I don't, look, like me, he listens on. To the podcast. He got real offended when you made a personal trainer thing. So I'm just like, let's mums the word.
By the
here.
Way, he does very well as a personal trainer. He doesn't need a side job because he does so well.
Well,
you know, TJ
defense.
May be the most impressive person I've ever met. Okay, is that good?
Please also understand that I'm very much on Team Big D and Bubba with that. I go, bro, we're just talking.
TJ, yeah.
Like, yeah, you don't need to listen.
If you're
it's
listening,
fine.
TJ, we're just kidding.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
What we
it's
do.
Snark. It's all that. We love you. Take care of our girl. All right, that's all we got to say.
We are going to go.
Don't be dumb.
What are you going to do?
What are we going to do? Or what are they going to do?
What are we going to do? Oh, we're going to a jazz club.
Jazz club?
That's mm-hmm. cool. That's like, super cool.
Yeah.
Like, you have to like dress up for that?
I might get a little fancy.
Something like you have to wear like a flapper dress?
No, I could put a flower in my hair. That would be pretty dope. We're just going to go listen to some music, and it's a... I've been before. It's a nice little space, and it's very relaxed.
Kind of quiet, low lights.
Yeah, yeah. And it's people who are great at their... They're super talented on their instruments, but it's quietly played.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the brushes on the drums.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh,
right. Oh,
so good.
That.
So good.
Like a tapas
bar? Is there something
bar?
Better than that? There's really no better sound than...
Yeah, it is. It's great. Very Twin Peaks.
Yes.
Is it like an appetizer kind of stuff?
Yeah, they have food there. I think last time I was there, I got tater tots, honestly, which I'm pretty stoked about.
At a jazz club?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. Like, look, it's lawless, right? It's jazz. That's what the idea of jazz was. So if you want to serve me tater tots, I will eat them.
Are you still a member of that secret bar that you have to like have a code or something?
No, I canceled it because it was a cigar bar. And I would just come home smelling like cigar, which means I have to get in the shower and wash my hair and dry my hair. And it extended my night by an hour. It was just too much.
And also, didn't you say you kind of got a little bummed because they were letting like people in off the street?
Yes, they were letting plebs in. People
who?
That... The plebs. What's the plebeians. The people who didn't pay for membership. The regular folks. The gen pop.
Gen pop. General population.
Yes, they were letting folks in, and we had a dress code there, and then they would let people in who weren't wearing the dress code, and I'm like, well, I adhere to dress code. Why are they not adhering to dress
code? Yeah,
you
go there feeling fancy, and
yes.
they get to walk
and
in
and some dude
flip-flops.
Walks in flip-flops, and I'm like, excuse me. Yeah. And then the last couple times I was there weren't a lot of people, and that's the reason I joined, was to try to meet some new folks, get a different crowd, and there was no crowd.
Gone a couple times, and it was fantastic because I had a rye. I was not a rye whiskey dude, but I had a certain, and I don't remember which one because I was hammered, but I had a certain rye whiskey that night that was fantastic.
Well, you were a good old boy drinking whiskey and rye.
Hey.
Thank you.
Well, I always thought that Monday was... is the day the music died.
Is it?
Oh. Yes, February 3rd. It's Monday. Mm-hmm.
Man, remember when he came in here and sang that?
I do.
Are we gonna talk about the real deal?
Oh, it was rough. Yeah, it was hard to hear. It was hard to listen to.
It was bad.
It was such a shame because Dee was looking so forward to it.
What's his name?
Don McLean.
Yeah, Don McLean. We thought Big Dee was so excited for weeks. He was like, Don McLean, American Pie.
It's like meeting Moses. Right here. It's like,
And Dee doesn't get real excited to meet people because I think you've met everybody. And this one, you were like, yeah. And then it was, went off a cliff.
He was nice.
Yes.
I mean, so there was no weirdness like there. He was very cool. But like when he went to play, it was like he forgot to tune the guitar.
Yeah.
His voice.
Yeah, what was that song you really like from him, Dee? Start with B or something?
Yeah.
Vincent.
Vincent, yeah. And the disappointment was real.
It was hardcore. And I still love the song, but every time I hear it now, I go back to that moment. I'm like, man, what?
Well, he recorded it when he was, 28 years old, I guess, so... it's gonna change. That's all we know is that version. It's like seeing someone from high school that you haven't seen since high school, and you expect them to look like they looked, and then you're like, "Oh wow, you are enormous!" What?
Oh, that's the dream, though. That is my dream. Every one of you, please get fat.
Or how about when you somebody from high school posts a picture of their kids, and you think it's them?
Yes.
For a second you do.
It's weird. Yeah, you see somebody and you think it's them. Yes. And you're like, wow.
No, yeah.
You look great.
I know.
You haven't aged a day.
They're like, yeah, well, he's 18. Oh,
my best friend from high school actually messaged me the other day because Def Leppard's playing where he lives. They just announced the show. And he's like, are you going to come down? And I was like, you know what? Maybe. He's like, no, come and like buy tickets and I'll Venmo you the money. And I'm like, why is it always me?
Well, because nobody buys tickets like you. Mm-hmm. And you're also kind of a ticket snob. You don't want to sit just anywhere. So yeah, they say buy ticket. Anybody who knows you, TJ, listen up. Don't buy concert tickets. What you do is give Carson the money and the ability to flex and show her skills at getting concert tickets. Because you're not going to get better tickets for a better price anywhere. I've never seen anybody walk around with a laptop, an iPad, and a phone all at the same time.
I've even seen all the stuff about the Morgan Wallen concert being so expensive.
That's the one that I meant to get on this morning to see if I could get tickets. And then it was, the waiting was so, so long.
So what is the price? Somebody was saying the average price is like close to $700.
Well, the one I saw said that this person spent $800 total to get decent seats. I don't know where they start. I don't know what the average is.
Yeah, what is decent seat?
The problem is, too, so many tickets out. Like, I go looking at shows, and the base price to sit, like you said, decent, let's say lower bowl, halfway toward the stage. I've seen tickets that are starting at $250, $300 for bands that are playing, let's say an arena, not even Morgan doing stadiums. And the problem is when you start tacking on the fees, it does jump up to $400 a ticket. And stadiums are worse for somebody like a Morgan because those tickets, he can't play enough shows. People want to see him so bad and the demand sets the price. And sometimes you'll be in the middle of buying tickets and the price fluctuates. I've had that happen.
It'll go up?
Yes. I had two tickets in my cart. It was third row at a show I wanted to go to. And I think the tickets ended up being, after fees and everything, were $250 a pop. And then I go to check out, and suddenly it was $500 a pop. And because they adjusted it because there was such a demand for the tickets at that price.
They do surge pricing, yes, like Uber.
Yes.
What?
Yes. It was, and I was like, and I didn't buy them. Because I said, I really want these tickets, and this would be great, but I was not prepared to spend $1,000.
They don't care that you didn't buy them because they know
somebody else will. Absolutely. They took their shot, and I'm sure somebody did.
You say an Uber, Ron. I mean, did you guys see the story of a lady in Nashville, here in town? she said that she got an Uber, and while they were driving, some mist came out. He put a mask on, and this mist came out of the air conditioning vents, and she couldn't roll the window down, or they were all locked. She couldn't open the doors. And I don't know. I forget how she got out of it.
Is this a real story?
I know. It seemed very...
Because the version I heard was he didn't have a mask. He put his sweatshirt over his nose.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. And see, this is how it all works.
Right. And then people in the Nashville subreddit were talking about it, and people were saying it's like something that was coming through the vents would have been like a coolant.
Yeah.
Or something. Humidity
and it, right, like airplanes.
I've had that before. Right. Yeah, you've seen it. Yes.
Yeah, she was trying to say, oh my gosh, they were going to gas me and drug me. And everyone's like, no, ma'am, that's just like a vapor. Because him pulling up, even if, unless he pulled on a full-on Batman gas mask.
It's going to get him.
Exactly.
And he's closer.
Yes.
And chloroform is not great.
And he might have, what if he was burping and he was just pulling his thing over his mouth just to keep it going? Like, I'll do that. Like, sneezing, I don't like to sneeze into my hands. Like, people, I'll do it. I'll put my shirt over and I'll sneeze in my shirt because, you know what? It's good for stopping droplets.
Yep.
And I don't have to get that stuff on my hands. It's good.
No, I get it. But, it's like, I don't want to discount her account. But also, there are parts of it that I go, I get. As a woman, we are always on guard. You never know what the world is going to throw at us. But this one, he put up his sweatshirt. Nothing was, those fibers weren't going to block his nasal passages from breathing in whatever
the
vapor
farted? Was. Nobody mentioned that. She may have let one slip. And he was like, oh, God.
This you smelt it, you podcast, dealt it. That's,
oh, I'm just saying, over. You don't know. You don't know.
You're right. There was nothing that funny.
Nothing.
Yeah. So this is a funny show. It wasn't that funny.
That's so funny.
Wait, there's more.
Is he listening to something? And it's the off feed?
Did we show him a video of something?
I love you guys. Y'all are funny.
I don't know. I guess it was us. I don't know what it was. I have no idea.
Think if I remember correctly, I think we were talking about how he gets paid more than the rest of the people in the band or something, and some joke was told, but I think that's what it was.
Huh.
I can fact check myself.
Does he get paid more? I thought he split it whenever he's with
Hoodie. Well, no, yeah, because then he talked about how they all split it evenly, and that was a thing that they came up with like 20 years ago, and and then Dee was like, well, you shouldn't.
Do y'all think that's why we don't have bands anymore? I mean, I know there are bands. There's like Old Dominion and all. But like, let's go back to the 90s. Every other song on the radio was from a band.
Yeah.
Nobody, you have a handful of bands. Hey, there's a reason. No offense to Old Dominion. I love you guys. What, 7 in a row? But there's not a whole lot of people that you're competing against. And I'm not taking away from them. I'm just saying that. It used to be you had your Shenandoahs, your Little Texas, your Ricochet, the this and that, your Diamond Rio, Lone Star. We were packed with bands.
I think part of it is because of the way that bands or artists, I'll say, are discovered now. That when you were, let's say, the 90s, you had to hit every club. You were begging for a place to play. And if you are a solo act, you still kind of had a band behind you. Right, because you had to go to these bars, you had to go play, you had to have players, and now you can make all the music yourself in the house. Let's say you can play all those instruments and you can put it together. You can put it on YouTube, you can put it on Spotify, you can put it on TikTok yourself. You can get on social media and get discovered. I don't know that you have the physical need for all those people anymore because you don't even necessarily need to play these smaller places to build up your chops anymore. That people are being discovered off social media, or if you're going on The Voice or American Idol, it's such a focus on singers.
Well, how many singers were parts of bands? I remember there was, I forget, and I forget, there's several people that I know we had in the studio that had been on The Voice and all that, that they left their band to go and do the audition, The Voice or even American Idol or any of that stuff.
There's been a number of new artists we've had in. That will make a comment about a guitar player that's with them or maybe their drummer that they take on tour. Oh, he was in my band growing up, but now it's just the face is first name, last name, that it's not a band any longer.
That kind of sucks. Could you imagine being in a band with somebody and then they make it famous and they just kind of throw you a little nugget and they're like, hey, why don't you come on tour with me?
Yeah, appreciate
I won't
your bro,
pay but... you a whole bunch because the touring guitarists and stuff, they don't make any money. You think that, oh, they're with the band, they're up on stage, unless you're with somebody who is an A-list, like, you know, an Al Dean or a Kenny Chesney or a Morgan Wallen or whatever. Those, their band, they take care of them because
oh, yeah, Garth has had people in his band that he's known before he got signed on a deal that have been with him for 40 years, but that's also, like you said, you have to get to an Al Dean level, you've got to get to a Garth level in order to really get those people, because otherwise... You go off the road, those dudes got to pick up another gig.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go out on the road with somebody else. It's a gig economy for them.
I talked to a guy. They would be playing. They would do an arena that night with the band that they were playing with. And then they would also do like coffee shops or restaurants in the same city as so-and-so of the whatever band. And, you know, come and see them as you're getting ready for the show tonight. I mean, just craziness, just trying to earn that extra money. Because I want to say, and I'm not going to, let's say it's $1,000 per show. Well, you got two shows on a weekend. So that's $2,000 a week, you know, before you do anything. So they're trying to figure out, okay, well, we can make extra, if you can make $500 or $600 extra, you know, while you're out on the road, then there you go. And now you've made, you know, close to $2,000 or $3,000. My math is off.
Bubba math is the best.
Well, the problem is $1,000 is actually high.
Yeah.
That isn't the actual number. It's much lower, so. Yeah. I hear it and I just laugh.
it's like looking at videos of cute little kids or puppies. It just makes you smile. Yeah, it makes you happy. I said smile.
Smile.
Makes you smile.
Makes you smile.
People go, where are you from? I say Cookeville. If they're from here, I go Cookeville. Or if they're not, I say Cookeville. And then someone who's like, you can't be from there, you say Cookeville. I'm like, well, because you're not. And so I figured I had to clean it up.
I had to take diction in college because it was for broadcast majors and for teaching majors. And the example they always used was the word smile. Because people, I went to Ole Miss, so you're talking deep South
smile.
Southern accent. So people would say smile.
Oh, yeah, I got smile?
It was smile.
Smile.
That, see, where I grew up, it was smile.
Yeah.
S-M-O-W.
Yeah.
Smile.
Smile.
At Ole Miss, a lot of people I was in classes with just extended the I. So smile.
What's a Pennsylvania, Shafe?
Smile.
Sounded exactly like the Mississippi one.
Yeah, yeah. It really did.
No, I mean, smile.
Smile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Smile.
Oil's one, I think.
Oil.
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 I say oil.
But the bad thing is I know I don't say the way I grew up saying it because I've moved around so much I lost it. I mean, yeah, it's all.
All. It's just all.
It's an all?
Out there, you're drilling for all.
What you got in there? Did that in the all stain? I got so many oil stains in my shirts. Grease stains. It's gross.
Because you're dropping? Oh,
nah,
cooking.
Yeah, you'll
drop food.
So if you get any kind of like grease that pops, it'll be a small thing. And as soon as it hits the fibers, it expands and creates like a dime or nickel size thing. And so I have to wear an apron. I don't tell you all about that. But
I was just going to ask you if you're wearing an apron.
Please tell me it says kiss the cook.
No.
Or it's like with a like hard body on it, all like pecs and ass.
Yes, I need. No, Kathy got it for me. It's at the farmer's market, I believe, and it's a lady takes old men's shirts and cuts the sleeves out of them, and then sews on a thing to tie it with, and it looks like a shirt and an apron. It's a chaperon. It's a chaperon.
It's a chaperon.
It's actually, if you guys are really excited about this.
Not really.
Oh.
Well.
That kind of was. I was hoping Bubba was Googling.
I am. I'm like, what is a chaperon?
I have a picture of me.
I keep doing it, and it's like it keeps correcting it to chaperone. I'm like, no, I'm actually writing chaperon.
Can you find the picture of you in a chaperon?
That's coming, man. Oh, I found it.
Yes.
I want to see that.
There you go. What do you think?
Oh, wow.
Can you angle it over here?
It's like an old collared shirt.
Yeah,
it has a collar and everything.
Yeah. I like that.
With the buttons.
Yes, with the buttons. You don't button it, but...
It's a fancy apron.
It's a I'm sorry.
It's a chaperon.
Chaperon. Excuse me.
I didn't know chaperons existed.
Oh my
God. I was today years old when I had heard of that.
Oh.
I have a lot of cooking stuff on my Instagram.
Well, I still want you to do a cooking show for the show.
Cooking and you know, and we could do so much with just a cheap Weber grill.
That's my goal this spring, is that we get a grill out.
That's all it needs. It's just a $30 Weber grill and charcoal. And you can smoke on it. You ever seen that where they do the snake thing?
Mm-hmm. I've seen that.
Where you connect them, you have like a group, and then you connect the charcoal, like if briquettes, if you have those, I don't prefer those, but and then they touch each other, and then you kind of coil them around inside, and it'll go from one to the other and keep burning all day long if you want to smoke something. I can tell.
I mean, I got the company credit card. We can make this happen.
A bit too far on the explanation there.
I'm looking at the shirts, your chaperons. They're called memory aprons because they're usually made from the shirts of a loved one who passed away.
Oh.
And it's a way for you to put their shirt on and whatever. But I'm like, why would you cook in this cherished memory?
Because
then
you're
talking about getting all the splats.
Yeah,
the
and that's
stains.
What they want you to do. I don't have a problem with that at all. I love that.
I mean,
by the way, like
upcycling the old shirt.
Yeah. And that's pretty cool.
A memory shirt, a memory apron.
That's a good way of marketing that.
Huh. That's weird.
I started taking magnesium. I think it's making me gassy. My stomach
What
hurts.
Is magnesium? I mean, what does it do?
Magnesium is a thing that I was told to take because Dad has the flu.
Oh.
So there's a lady at the thing, and she was like, at the ER. She's like, well, you know, magnesium helps. I was like, oh, okay. So I got some little magnesium, and I keep them on my truck.
Huh.
Dad's doing good, by the way.
Mm. Good.
So glad.
I had to try it today. He texted me. He said, well, my phone's about to die. I don't have a charger. I said, no, you do have a charger because I got it for you. You have to undo. And then I'm sorry. Why am I doing this? I said, you have to. I literally typed to him. Let me read it to you.
I'll see you in a couple hours.
Yeah. on my way. I brought you a cable to use for your phone. Unplug your hearing aid charger and plug the phone cord and charge it that way.
Oh, no.
Nah, it's not going to work. He's not going to get that.
No.
And I was going to go, like, it's the same USB connect thing. And I was like, that's too much. So, and then he said, okay, love you.
All right. Aww. So what is it about? Like, where? My dad was super tech savvy. My dad has more information in his head than the combined, knowledge of all of us in this room. He can work on diesel motors. He can fix a boat. He can work on a crane. He can get into a semi truck. He can woodwork. He can do all this crazy stuff. He used to, I mean, dude, we were the early adopters when I was kids. We had the first computer in the neighborhood. We had the first like Pong and whatever, all the video games when I was little. I grew up always with tech. And like at some point, it just was like a switch and it turned off. And your dad did the same thing. And you hear about it all the time, the Luddite parents and grandparents that just can't handle anything.
My dad can
tech.
Run any piece of equipment you throw in front of him.
Yeah.
Anything. And if he doesn't know it, he'll figure it out pretty quickly. So backhoes, dozers, anything.
But a
throw in front of him. You hand him a smartphone, you just handed him a very expensive paperweight. Yep. That's it.
It's the alien tech. They don't know the alien tech.
Yeah, they don't know the alien tech. He still has a flip phone.
How's your dad doing with all the tech?
He's all right. Like, my dad was in information systems, so again, pretty computer savvy. But the other day, my brother had to go to the house because he couldn't figure out how to print from his phone. And I thought, okay, I sometimes have issues printing from my phone.
I mean,
we have that
issue sometimes here in the building.
But
so,
the problem was he wasn't even – it gave you a list of send to this device. Yes. And it's just, I want to say it was an irritation, maybe a frustration, that he just didn't want to read the list. And that's why he calls my brother goes, if you had just taken the 10 seconds to look at the list and find that your printer is there and it matches. So I don't know if it's not, I get this way too.
But what
if it's not self-explanatory right in front of him, he was just like, bah!
But guess what our parents have?
Time.
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 There is no need for them to get frustrated about anything because it's all right there. Just take your time.
Okay, then conversely, with my mom, who
was
terrified of getting on the computer, or breaking something, or screwing something up. And I told her, I said, look, just do this. And if it screws up, we'll fix it. And you'll learn by trial and error. And she has no problem. Now, she doesn't use it for much, but she taught herself email, and she learned how to do social media and do all those things. Just because you just have to jump in and do it and
make
mistakes.
My mom, though, she got on Google the other day because my brother got her.
Can you say the Google like she does?
My mother does not say the Google. She's not that old. But she was Googling. My brother got her a smartwatch. And she was Googling trying to find the app to use it. He had already sent her the link. Just do it. Download something. For some reason, instead of opening the link that he sent her via text, she opens her phone, gets on a web page, goes and Googles it, and what happens? It's a scam that has sponsored to be a link that they're trying to get your information. Instead of just using what he sent her, she's got to Google it because, what, she doesn't trust my brother, but you trust, okay. And so thankfully we caught that in time so she didn't end up getting a bricked watch out of it.
My mom's had to change her Facebook 6 or 7 times. Mm. She's been hacked and can't get her recovery stuff to work. So
I freaked out when I got an alert that my mom was following me on Instagram. What are you doing on Instagram? Mom, get out of here. Stop it. Back. You're going to drive me to TikTok.
Is she really there?
I think she might have done it to look at something, and she hasn't done anything with it. So I feel like I'm still safe in that space. We're all right. But when I got the alert that, because my dad was the first of the family, from that generation wise, to get on Facebook, and I get a friend request, I'm like, no! Shoot, you've driven me to Twitter. And then, yay, Instagram came along. I'm not going to be on no more Facebook for me. And then, oh, your mom's on Instagram. No. Not that I'm posting anything weird, but
my parents aren't on any of that stuff. Now, I did see mom on Bumble.
Waiting for it. There it is. There it is.
Oh, you're so that's hilarious. That's so funny.
Something, all right.
Okay. Get us out of here, Bubba. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, this was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
That makes it creepy.
I'm sorry. Oh, I love you guys. Y'all are funny.